Yesterday at 8:15, I told you about our little vacation last week, took a family trip to San Antonio for Fiesta. And during that segment, I said that I think Fiesta is one of those things that every Texan should do before they die. And I said at that time, maybe I'll do a list of the things that every Texan should do before they kick the bucket. So right now, I present that list to you.
I've always been told people love lists.
Well, we'll find out. Things every Texan should do before they kick the bucket. I'm not going to include things here in Dallas-Fort Worth because we have a lot. I could probably do my own 10 things everybody should do in the Metroplex list, and maybe I'll do that this week as well. But things like visit the state fair. I think everybody should walk the course at Colonial during the Charles Schwab Invitational. Go to the stockyards, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we all live here, so we can do that very easily. What I'm going to do with this list is give you 10 things that takes us farther afield.
Okay.
So in no particular order, I have Fiesta on the list since I mentioned it yesterday. This is our state's Mardi Gras. It's held in San Antonio every April into May. It's a 10-day celebration, and everybody should do this. See the celebrations along the Riverwalk, go to Nyosa, which is night out in Old San Antonio, the parades, the celebration at the market, or El Mercado in Spanish for those of you who speak multiple languages. Fiesta is great, and you should experience it at least once. If you know, Louisiana has its Mardi Gras, and we have a Mardi Gras here too, by the way, in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nearly as big as the New Orleans Mardi Gras, but it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's also very cool. But Fiesta is more of our Mardi Gras. You should put that on your bucket list. All right, the second item I have on this list, go to a Texas beach. Texas beaches get a bad rap. They are an acquired taste, but once you acquire that taste, there's nothing like it. Padre Island or Galveston Island, take a trip to a Texas beach. Know the water is not crystal clear. Know the sand is not beautiful, pure white. But you can find some really good spots that are really beautiful along the Texas coast. And the seafood down there is great. And I love the smell in the air and the salt water. And the weather's almost always nice on the Texas coast. So every Texan should visit a Texas beach at some point.
Looks like in the last 20 years, Galveston's made a comeback. It's been a long time, but I've been to South Padre, and I thought it was beautiful. I thought the beach there was really, really nice, and the water, too.
Yeah, South Padre is probably the best beach in Texas. Gets a little rockier and a little murkier the more north and northeast you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Ike hit Galveston, which is now, almost 20 years ago, it was already experiencing a rebirth before that, but then once they were made to clean everything up and rebuild a lot of stuff, it's really taken off since.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of population, but the infrastructure of the city and the Strand downtown and even on the seawall, it's all really nice now in Galveston. All right, number three, go to Big Bend National Park. I almost don't consider you a Texan if you haven't been to Big Bend. It is the most spectacular place in our state. You will feel complete if you go there and see this place that is unlike any other. It is the most remote spot in the lower 48. There are more remote spots in Alaska, but it's as remote as you can get in the lower 48. The park is breathtakingly beautiful. And then everything around Big Bend, Lajitas, the Terlingua Ghost Town, and the Starlight Cafe where they have daily country music acts, the drive down the river road to Presidio, all of it is just, it's unlike anything you will see anywhere else in the world.
Yeah. I need to spend some time there. We saw some of that on our Musers road trip, didn't we? Didn't we drive down through some of it?
We'll get to that.
Right.
We were still about 2 hours away from Big Bend. And I'll get to that because I have that on the list, what we did on our Musers road trip.
Okay.
And that is number four, visit the West Texas Triangle of Marfa, Alpine, and Fort Davis. They're all 30 miles apart. I've been out there probably 10 times. Marfa is this incredible little community of 1,500 or 2,000 people, but it's like Manhattan meets small town Texas.
Yeah.
Go to the Prada store, the art statement just north of Marfa. It's not really a Prada store, but it's bizarre to see it. In Alpine, they have the great Coconut Field, former minor league ballpark, where Saul Ross plays now. We visited that.
Mm-hmm.
And in Fort Davis, you can go to the McDonald Observatory and do one of the star parties there. The West Texas Triangle is one of my favorite spots on Earth.
I'll do a quarter pounder.
Yeah, I'll do a Happy Meal.
You want cheese?
No, they don't serve McDonald food at the McDonald Observatory. All right, number five, visit our other national park, Guadalupe Mountains National Park, which is also way out in West Texas on the way to El Paso. Hike to the top of the state where you are at Guadalupe Peak, and that is 8,749 feet.
Wow.
So every Texan should stand at the very top of our state.
Yeah, never done that.
Number six, walk the trail around Lady Bird Lake in Austin. There on the Colorado River,
yeah,
or Lady Bird Lake. It's both, I guess. And it's about a 6-mile loop, but you could walk 200 feet if you want. Just get lost in the trees on that path. It's where everybody in Austin goes. And when you are there, looking at that lake, looking at the Austin skyline, you feel more deep in the heart of Texas than anywhere else, because you're in the state capital. You are almost, you know, in the heart of Texas, geographically.
Deep in it?
And you're deep in it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, especially this time of year, too, when everything's really green.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good place for me to put on my Zodiac outfit and just kind of wait in the trees for a couple that may want to have a picnic.
You could do that if you want, I guess.
It's so weird.
Just to rewrite history and have a happy ending to that scene.
Also on Junior's list of
finger sandwiches,
freak, the 10 things that every Texan should do before they kick the bucket, go to Paladuro Canyon in the Panhandle, just south of Amarillo, my birthplace. It's the second largest canyon in the United States, behind, I think, the Grand Canyon.
Mm.
And we went there on our Musers road trip.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
We went to the Paladuro Canyon.
That's what I was thinking of.
And it's... So you're driving along the Panhandle, the Llano Estacado, that flat portion of our state from Lubbock to Amarillo, and you can't imagine that it's there, because all you see for hundreds of miles is this flat landscape and an occasional tree, and then you go into this canyon, and it's this other world.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Wasn't that where I staged the first production of Poydras?
Yes, the amphitheater there.
That's right.
You can rent cabins right on the edge of the canyon, and I've done that several times, and that's pretty spectacular. All right, also on my list of things every Texan should do before they kick the bucket, go to a 6-man football game.
Oh, yeah.
I did this with our buddy Ken Bethay a few years ago. We went to see St. Joe in Forestburg and had the best time. It's so unique. 6-man football is just crazy to see in person, number one, and then to also, by default, if you're going to a 6-man game, experience really small town Texas. Go to eat at the one cafe there, talk to the locals there. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had.
And you're going to see offense. Final score is probably going to be 72-64, something crazy.
That night we went to see that game in St. Joe, they, I don't know what they called it, run-ruled Forestburg at halftime.
Right.
Everyone was going crazy before the end of the half, and St. Joe was already up 48-0 or something. And Ken and I looked at each other, why are they going nuts? What a sorry coach. He's throwing deep up 48-0. And we didn't understand what was going on, and they scored a touchdown to go up 56-0 or something.
Ball game.
And the whole place went crazy, and we're like, man, these fans are so sorry. They're running up the score on poor Forestburg, and then the clock hits zero, and everybody gets up and leaves the stadium, and we had to ask somebody, where's everybody going? Well, the game's over, because if you're up by 50-something at halftime, the game's over. We had no idea that rule existed, so we didn't know what was going on.
It's a trip, 6-man football. It's crazy.
Number nine on my list of things every Texan should do, a raft ride down the Guadalupe, or Guadalupe, depending on what you call it down there. I'll call it the Guadalupe. I've done this twice. Once it was running and once it wasn't. Don't do it when the river isn't running, because that's a beat down.
Yeah.
But do it when it's running. It's great.
Yeah. You're talking about going through, like, New Braunfels, that area?
Yeah, that area.
Yeah, I've done that on the tube before. That is fun.
Yeah. Tubing is also, you could raft or tube.
Yeah.
Tubing may be more popular because you can just do it by yourself.
Yeah. And you have another tube next to you.
A little stringer with a six-pack connected to it.
So wrong.
That's what I'm talking about.
And number 10 on my list.
Is that what you're talking about? No, that is. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
And this is Junior's special secret Texan tip.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember if I've taken you guys out here.
I was going to say, have a piece of pizza.
I don't think I have. No, it is drive the most beautiful road in the state of Texas. It is Highway 337 from Vanderpool to Lakey.
Yeah, we went out there at training camp.
Okay, I took you guys out there. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you can also go 337 west from Lakey all the way to Camp Wood. So that would be about a 60-mile drive. I think from Lakey to Vanderpool, maybe it's 20 miles. So maybe the whole thing's a 40-mile drive or 80-mile round trip. It's the most beautiful road in Texas. A hill country destination needed to be on this list. And this takes you as deep into the hilliest part of the hill country as you can get. And with so much of the hill country now getting overdeveloped, I think it's lost a lot of its magic.
Yeah.
So I almost don't recommend Fredericksburg anymore, or some of those towns, because they're overdeveloped and the traffic's crazy. But if you drive this road, you will be rewarded. It's Ranch Road 337, Vanderpool to Lakey, and it is as hill country as you can get. It's way hillier than anything you'll find around Fredericksburg or Enchanted Rock, anything like that. Again, you almost feel like you're in Colorado.
I haven't been that down that way in a long time. You're sure we're not getting rooftops down there and we're getting developments and all that stuff?
So I was down there about 4 or 5 years ago is the last time I was there.
Yeah.
And I take my bike out there all the time, and I went on a bike trip with some buddies down there because it's an incredible road to ride because there's very little traffic. We had very little.
That's good.
And the roads are nice and good condition, lots of climbing and descending and switchbacks. It's a lot of fun. And I've also heard from some friends in the last couple of years who have been there, and they say it's still pretty wide open.
Good.
So that is my list, Junior's exclusive.
That's a great list.
10
so helpful.
Things every Texan should do before they kick the bucket.
I've done about half those. I got some work to do, though. I'm going to lose my Texan citizenship.
I think I've done them all, pretty much.
No,
yeah, pretty much not.